Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
County government, and we do so with our great friend and County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I was beginning to think I'd called in at the wrong time because I had different noises when I first called
we
in.
We always get different noises. You don't worry about a thing. We'll get you on these airwaves.
Yes, if we have hanging on to be hanging on. Well, you know what? Today is a day when we have a lot of different things to talk about, and something for sure I wanted to share with you. Now, if I haven't already lost it from my screen when I was trying to go back and forth to find information to share with you, you'd not believe everything I've got pulled up here. But one of the things that we had been looking at over and over again was what are the dollar amounts that people might be paying for the fire protection. And I had it pulled up here. I lost it.
Well, you'll find it. We're confident.
Yeah, I will. I will absolutely
find
it.
Well, let's start with another dollar amount because I know you probably know this one right off the top of your head. It looks like the county council has decided on raises for the county commissioners and some folks that work for the county. I know you can rattle that off there quite easily.
Right. I mean, what we were looking at, of course, was whether or not we had the money to prepare to do this, and we wanted to have some dollar amounts put together, whether or not we wanted to do a flat raise or a percent increase. And remember, the flat raise really helps out that lower income person in the county. And so we opted to go with a flat instead of the percent. And
now,
and
does
so
that
we
mean they
with,
just get an extra paycheck, extra bonus check? How does that
No, it's so much more on the hour. I don't have that opened up right now. I believe that was 54 cents an hour.
Okay, so that just tacks on to the rate.
Be, depending on, you know, where you were on scale. But it will be more money for the people on the lower end if you're talking a flat rate. If it's a percent rate, of course, percent of a higher salary brings you more of an increase. And we just decided this year, when we know so many people in the lower income, they're really struggling now. And we don't think this is a good time to be rewarding people who make more, but try to help out those people on the lower end, and including and making sure that they don't have to pay an additional amount for their insurance, because that just eats up whatever kind of raise they had. One of the things I said that, while I know that many were rejoicing, of course, on being able to do this, we have to continue to remember that we are seeing revenue coming in from this income tax that from where people really had a very good year in 2019, the taxpayers. And so that's a revenue we're looking at to be able to operate. So we're always like a year behind where people had actually earned the money to help. And so we have to be careful about feeling really good about having this additional money, because the taxpayers out there, they're not feeling really good right now. They've seen their personal income being greatly reduced. And so, any rate, but what I wanted to do, and I finally pulled it, sorry, it took me so while. What I wanted to also share with you was this fire protection, because, you know, we've been talking about what would be the difference in what your taxes would be paid for the fire protection district. And what I had asked them to send me was, and to share with everybody, what your tax bill might actually look like, because people, they really don't care if you say, well, the rate changed. They want to see what's going to happen with their particular taxes. And there's a difference in whether or not you have a homestead. That means, do you have, do you own your home? Do you have a homestead that you have filed so that your taxes, that you'll receive that assistance with your taxes? So your estimated tax bill for if you did not have a homestead looks like it would be about, for Bloomington Township, a difference of $64.90. But if you're in Clear Creek, they're showing the difference would be $232.20 for a $100,000 property. Well, there's very few $100,000 properties out there. So when you're looking at more like a $300,000 property, then the difference is $696.60.
That's without the higher, the homestead credit?
That's without the homestead credit. Now, when we're looking at the homestead credit amounts, I'm trying to get it back down here to, well, I guess I'll have to tell you later because all of these forms are the old forms.
We don't want the old forms. We want
I'm sorry.
The new forms.
I'm sorry. I just, you will not believe what this day has been. Trying to look, say, did they include the amounts for Van Buren for their EMS as well as their CUME, and was that already included in the combined? And so got these numbers running around in my head, and that is all a part of it. And I think this is the latest something somebody sent to me, and it's an old one. So a new one that came in today that I was ready to share with you.
Well, you can share it with us next time. That's not a...
I'm just like, oh, I can't believe what a day. Anyway, let me share some good news.
Good.
The fall community crossing that we thought we might not be getting from the government for some of our major projects that we want to go, that we try to get some money coming in from the state. They had said to begin with, no, don't think we're going to do it. And now they're saying, yes, we are going to do it. So that's going to be a major deal. In the meantime, you're going to be seeing a lot of road work going on just for the next few weeks that is using up the community crossing dollars from this year. And we are going to be able to apply for that, for what we might be able to get for next year as well.
Yeah, that was exciting to hear that from the governor and everything going on today, that those will be awarded.
Right. Now, and then the other big thing, of course, was that huge income tax. We got the income tax comparison that showed us that, you know, we had told just consider 90% of what this year's income tax was for all of our budget prep. And we finally got what the total amount actually was going to be. And rather than being 90% of this year, it ended up being a total 9% increase overall. So it was a huge, huge, huge difference. And that will make a big difference in the public safety tax as well, because that's going to be over $9 million instead of the under $8 million that they had originally put in place when they were doing their estimates. It's not going to be over $9 million, so those dollars amounts will be reflected, because once you take off the amount off of the top for the PSAP, then the rest of that is going to be split up amongst the taxing units, and that is only, of course, the city, the county, and also a little bit to Steinsville. So that's going to make a huge, huge difference for how we're going to be able to respond for public safety issues and so forth. And, of course, when we're talking about public safety, right now we're looking at what the dollar amount is going to be for salaries and budgets for that Monroe Fire District. And I started asking for information about how does that compare with what we pay law enforcement officers, and what is the common use? Should we expect to be paying about the same thing? So I started.
Yeah, who makes that decision?
Information.
Yeah, who decides what the salaries are going to be? Is that
Right. Since we're voting on the budget, I think we should at least be aware of what those salaries are. And, of course, we don't set that. We don't negotiate with the sheriff's union about what that contract will say. But certainly I expect they're all going to be watching what we are going to be approving for budgets for the salaries for the Monroe Fire District. And so I would think that if indeed the salaries for the firefighters, if it appears that they are much higher than for the law enforcement, then we should be then trying to adjust up those salaries for law enforcement so that there is some kind of parity there. But that's all information that we don't have to know right now, but it's just things that I think we should try to pull out the information as we're going forward here so people will know that we are making an effort to try to be fair across the board. Like I said, the commissioners are the ones who negotiate with the sheriff's contracts with the union, but then we do vote on that as well. So,
well, speaking of the commissioners, somebody had to give them a raise, and that would be?
They are not going to get a raise unless the county council would agree to them to have a raise. And, of course, they were approved by the majority of the council. I did not agree, but five out of the seven did, that they would get, and I think that was over a $10,000 raise. They were asking for something like closer to more than $25,000, but then they're being told that, well, when we get back the study, then we'll determine, you know, whether or not you should have more than this amount.
Who was the other dissenting vote besides you, just for record's sake?
It was Kate Wiltz.
Okay.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I don't think we need this study back to tell us what elected officials can make, because we can pull that up with information we get from Association of Indiana Counties, what other elected officials make. We don't need that study back for that. But what I would want to remind people is that there's only this one pot of money we're trying to pull out to see how we can effectively try to treat people with the kind of respect that people expect, that everybody's going to be treated equally. That doesn't mean everybody makes the same salary, because people are doing different jobs. But to the extent that they're supposed to be meeting the market value. So we're getting that information back from the people who are doing the study. We pay somebody else to do it so that it won't be
biased,
we'll
right.
We'll get somebody raised because we like them. They're our neighbors, they're our friends, or somebody we go to church with. No, that's not the way you should study what we're supposed to pay somebody. So we don't have that back yet. There's only one pot of money for the different groups of people who want to get their hands into that one pot of money to get them a special raise before everybody else is not something I can agree to. So I can be, you know, I don't have to have everybody agree with me, but that's just something I have a problem with, that we should just wait until we see how much money we have, what it's going to take to be able to get people to a certain range, and then decide how you want to split that money up. So right now, if a 2.3% increase would be on an 40 hours, if you were working 40 hours, you would get an increase of $1,186. If you're just working 35 hours, which is what most is working, it's an increase of about $1,038 if you're doing that 2.3%. Now, that's the other thing some departments do. They come in and say, oh, well, we really need to be paid for 40 hours. What that actually does is give somebody a raise of that extra amount for five more hours. So I couldn't always agree that was the correct thing to do, but you know, at the end of the day, you get just take your votes and you just go with.
You add them up and you move on, right?
Right, right. And that's exactly what you have to do. I don't think it's right that we, if one group gets a certain kind of a designation or something, because they did that because they wanted to increase their education, well, good for them. But that does not necessarily mean that you give them a raise because of that. Because if you do, then you have to consider that's what we need to do across the board, because we have people all over in all different departments going to get additional education. So that's something else that can, you know, that you just work your way through and get on the other side of it. So that's why we're having so much fun. And, of course, tonight is when the city council will be deciding whether or not they want to raise their income tax. And it's not just their income tax, because it will automatically raise everybody's income tax throughout the county. Now, the Chamber of Commerce, both in Ellisville and in the city of Bloomington, have come out against this increase of income tax. And the county council has come out against this increase in the income tax.
So has the Bloomington Economic Development Corporation. They've joined the list as well. This reports the Herald Times about an hour ago, so add them to it.
Right. And so it would seem to me that hopefully the city council will see that the public at large is not really in favor of increasing this income tax. It might very well be that next year they'll say, yes, we need to do that. But they have just seen a large increase in that income tax that's already been put in place. And so they can look at that and see that they actually are not, you know, desperate for this kind of raise in money. And remember that when they ask for more money, they're taking it from the very people who have not seen a raise this year and who very well have seen a reduction in the revenue in their household income. And at the same time, we see that the price of rent's going up, the price of home ownership is going up, just the cost of living is going up here in Monroe County. This is just, I have a great deal of difficulty with it, and in addition to which, we know that some of these other counties that have a much higher income tax, they put it in place back when the rule was that if you wanted to raise extra money for public safety, you had to raise extra money for a rather large help to reduce property tax. And we did not do that. We do have a small amount for property tax replacement credit that was put in place when this whole first 1% income tax was put in place back in the 1980s. But we did not put in place that public safety tax back at a time when, at the same time, you had to put in a property tax rate to make a major reduction in your property taxes. So there is the difference. If our neighboring counties included extra amount for income tax for that property tax replacement credit.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping an eye on this, because obviously there are people that are listening on this front and are voting, I guess would be, at least through their chamber votes or their Bloomington Economic Development Corporation votes or whatever it is, to let people know that maybe now isn't the time. So it'll be interesting to see what the city council does. I believe the straw poll last week was not in favor of it. So we'll see whose minds have been changed or not been changed at their meeting. That's tonight, right, Marty?
Right, right. It sure is. And it just happened so quick that you know, if they feel like they absolutely have to do it right now, no matter what, then where are you going to go with it? It's just something else. But anyway, I do have that estimated tax bill that could I share real
Please.
Quick with you if you have the homestead credit. Okay. The difference for Indian Creek is $83.01, and that's the same for Perry and Clear Creek. A big difference if you have that homestead credit. And for Van Buren,
Marty, why wouldn't somebody have? Why wouldn't someone have a homestead credit? I'm lost there.
Okay, if you don't own your home, if you're renting,
gotcha.
So you don't have that homestead credit. And so here's what we have to recognize: that the higher amount will be going to all the landlords, and the landlords will, one would assume, pass that on to the tenant.
Pass their savings along to their customers. That's exactly right.
You know, it's not a savings. When I say a credit, it means, you know, what you've got there is, without a homestead credit, that same amount, the difference is a great deal more.
And that will be passed on into rent. I got you. Now I understand how that works.
And then the rent goes up. For instance, with only $100,000 assessed value, there's very few homes out there, $100,000, but some of those rents monthly, the cost of that new tax will be a little under $20. So, you know, on a month. So the difference could be going to increase in rent over the years of about $230. So, and that's only on a $100,000 house, and there's very few properties that are $100,000. So you can see why it was important to look at those numbers. And it's also why it's so very important that you file for your homestead credit if you're living in your home, that you must go apply for your standard homestead credit. It makes that big difference to what you're paying in taxes.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks for clearing that up. That makes a whole lot more sense. And, well, dollars and cents, that's what we do every Wednesday with County Council.
And I would really like to send a shout-out thanks to the Elsville Board of Zoning Appeals who listen to the property owners and followed their what they were required to do for criteria, that the people got out there and learned how to do the Zoom, and that we had several people out there, 70-some people, on that Zoom meeting and saying why they had a concern about that going in next to, you know, in their neighborhood. And kudos to Elsa Board of Zoning Appeals. They listened and they responded.
William Ellis will join us tomorrow at 4:40 as well. He'll talk to us about what's happening in Ellisville, plus the lawsuit going on between the city and the zoning board about who's going to get filled there. So he will join us tomorrow at 4:40.
You might ask him why they decided they would rather do their own inspections for commercial as well as residential over there rather than having the county do it. I hope he has an answer. I don't really know the answer to
that. Send me an email with
that
question so I can remember. Send me an email with that question, and I will ask him that tomorrow. Marty, great job as always. Way to get it under control, and we'll do it all again on the first Wednesday of fall next week.
Okay, bye.